Hi, and thanks for tuning in to this week's Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Happy Thanksgiving week. I hope you have or had a great holiday. I have a huge giveaway announcement for you and information on how you can participate for your chance to win. This is a huge one. I'm a big fan of free stuff, especially free firearm training stuff. Now from our great sponsor, Gander Mountain Academy, comes the Gander Mountain Academy Ultimate Training Package. This package consists of a class, a private lesson, four sessions on either the live or the virtual range, two sessions in a 180-degree simulator, and two sessions in a 300-degree simulator. Dynamite stuff. This is a $435 value. For your chance to win this amazing package from Gander Mountain, make sure to head over to Armed American Radio on Facebook and follow the link. I'll have it up on the page shortly. Check back until you see it. Sign up and get ready to win the ultimate training package from Gander Mountain Academy. This is a world-class training facility, ladies and gentlemen. I've taken the training there. It is worth the trip if you win. You'll love it. I'll announce the winner on next week's broadcast. That's right, next week's broadcast on the 25th. Enjoy the program. Good luck, and I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Wow, I'm not even sure where to begin. I haven't been paying attention to any politics as of late. Politics makes me sick to my stomach anymore. I'm so fed up with it. So we're going to continue to have some fun. Somebody else is fed up with politics, too. Take a listen to this email that I got from a fan. Mark, thanks for your show. I'm in the middle of listening to Sunday's show right now. I would like to address the question of how people could vote against our Second Amendment rights. During a discussion of the election, I mentioned to my brother, a staunch union/Democrat, that Democrats were the anti-gun party. He said, quote, "Nobody brought up that issue in this election," unquote. "We're unfortunately fighting ignorance as well as anti-gunners," as he was unaware of his own party's platform. Mm. During this conversation, I also had an AD, accidental disclosure of his weapon, he means. "You'd have thought I brandished and threatened to kill everyone in the room who disagreed with me. Despite being gun owners and pro-carry, I'm no longer allowed in my parents' or brother's house, all because I never leave my cave without my club." Mm. Good. You don't want to be there anyway. No, I'm kidding. Kind of. Let me explain what I mean by that. That's not your problem, Chris. That's their problem. Your responsibility as a law-abiding gun owner who never leaves his cave without his club is to educate them. The best way you can do that is take them shooting, as I did the other day to some friends who happen to be Democrats, who have already made their first gun purchase. Because you will soon find, as I have, that you will never take anyone to the range, ever, who will follow you out the door saying, "I'm never doing that again. That was no fun." Quite the contrary. The opposite effect will be had. You'll find that your relationship with your brother and your parents will change for the better. Take them shooting. Educate them. Welcome to the show. This is the Armed American Radio Network, where we don't allow the anti-gun point of view on this show. We don't talk to them. We talk about them. Because this time belongs to us. My sidekick in Dallas, Texas, at the network, Shanto, Sean C. Young, my executive producer. How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. How about you?
It's been a whirlwind of a week.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a very, very busy week. Let me tell you how we're going to dive into this today on the program.
Yeah.
As you know, we brought the show to the nation last week from great affiliate. You talk about some wonderful people. News Talk 660, WORL affiliate down in Orlando.
Yes.
Good friends. Good people. Open the studio up to us when we're in town. Rob Pincus, famed trainer and creator of the combat focus shooting methodology, was in the studio with me. Flew in from Chicago, did the show with us in Orlando. Then he and I took off and followed each other up to St. Augustine.
Oh, that's
Needless
right.
to say, it was a very long day.
That's right. I forgot y'all were heading up that direction.
Yeah, I had spent about 8 hours getting there to the studio down in Orlando. And as soon as the show was over, remember, you know, East Coast time, about 11 o'clock at night, we took off and headed up to St. Augustine. About 1 o'clock in the morning before we checked into the rooms. And 6 hours later, we were on a firing line. 1,500 rounds downrange, taking the combat focus shooting class of ICE.
Wow.
Rob Pincus's class, Monday all day and Tuesday all day. An amazing class, a tremendous amount of fun, a lot of work on the range, and an opportunity to meet some other great shooters. The class was packed. What I've done is I'm bringing together to you today, for you today, some of the individuals who participated in that class with me. Later this hour, Sean, it's going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to let you at home, or driving down the road, wherever you may be, hear from everyone from very experienced shooters, two of Rob's instructors who were there to assist, as well as someone who, this was his first experience on the range.
Wow.
In a class like this.
Wow.
New concealed carry permit holder and someone new to the game. And his first experience with firearm instruction was Rob Pincus' combat focus shooting class.
Wow.
Very intense. And you'll hear from him. It'll be a very good, honest assessment of what we as a group went through together and the training that we experienced. And why you, as mainstream America gun owner yourself, need not be intimidated by taking some of this training. Sean, are you following me here?
Oh, yeah.
Very, very important.
Yes, absolutely.
This is the single fastest growing radio broadcast in the nation whose sole focus is self-defense via concealed carry of a firearm, is it not?
It is, absolutely.
There are other aspects to gun ownership. We don't discuss them for the most part here on the show. We focus this show on your right to defend your life, your responsibility as a parent, as a human being, to defend your own life and those of your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's the focus of the show. We view politics on this show through the prism of the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
How the taking of your freedoms relates to your firearms rights. Why training is important. And we remind you that you are mainstream America. Mr. and Mrs. Gun Owner, you are. Don't listen to the garbage from the anti-gunners. You hear it all day long, don't you, Sean?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Let me give you a statistic. You won't hear this from the Brady campaign because it kind of nullifies their arguments. Makes them look like the hypocrites and the liars that they are. You are buying firearms in record numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Check the BATF statistics. Don't take my word for it. Particularly since the re-election, yet again, of Obama.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's photograph is hanging up in gun shops, in thousands of gun shops across the country, salesman of the year. And that's a fact. But according to the BATF, you, mainstream America, are buying firearms in record numbers. You are filling out background checks in record numbers. Month after month after month after month. Did you know, according to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, the recent release, just last month, violent crime in America in virtually every category is falling.
Good.
In record numbers. Hmm.
Interesting.
Could there be a correlation that concealed carry permits are up in record numbers, that gun ownership is up in record numbers, and crime is falling in record numbers, except in Chicago,
well, you know,
where we do not have concealed carry, criminals have free rein, as Mancow once said on this program. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. That's what liberalism does to you. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. And that sounds exactly like him, by the way.
He does. Oh, yes, it does. Well, he's right, though.
Of course he's right.
100% right.
In my town, the great city of Chicago, I have a great food, but it's like shooting fish in a barrel. The criminals know it. That's what liberalism does to you.
See, I couldn't live in a city like that. I'd move. I literally would not live in a city that I couldn't possess a firearm. Not happening.
That's a double-edged sword for two reasons. I had said the same thing for many, many, many years on this program. Get out. Leave. It is what it is. That's not true. Those people need to stay and fight. As you heard here, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you heard Alan Gottlieb last week remind us. 10 counties voted a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
10 counties had concealed carry on their ballots for a referendum, and it passed by over 70% majority in all 10 counties in Illinois.
Good.
Statewide, concealed carry failed by only 6 votes. Concealed carry will come to Illinois. Illinois, you're listening now. We're feeling pretty good about you. You have some work to do, no question about it. Rahm Emanuel, no help.
Mm.
Years and years and years of corrupt daily machine, no help. Cook County controlling the rest of the state. Springfield slobbering over Cook County, no help. All of you downstate counties can make a big difference. It all comes from you, the grassroots efforts. When we come back, more here on the Armed American Radio Network discussing your right to carry a concealed firearm and your responsibility to do so in defense of your life and those of your loved ones. When we come back, more on Armed American Radio. What a great name for a radio show. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Walters. Don't go away.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single-stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy. A Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull. A flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding. And a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed, to the Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show. I hope you're packing heat right now wherever you're at, whether it's making a big pot of chili or grilling outside, grilling while armed. Whether it's driving down the road. If you're driving down the road, I hope you're strapped. Should never be in your portable cave without your club, that's for sure. Sean Young, my producer down in Dallas, how are you today? Are you doing well? Apparently not.
Yeah.
You are doing well?
I'm doing just fine, my friend.
You're doing just fine. I understand we have a call on the line. Are you? Have you talked to the caller? You want to tell me a little bit about what it's about?
Yeah, it's Frank, and he wants to talk to you about reciprocity when the Senate is going to take up that issue.
I wish I knew a lot of things about the Senate. Frank, where are you from? Welcome to Armed American Radio. How are you?
It's Rick.
Rick, I'm sorry, Rick.
Rick from Boston. How are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, Rick from Boston. How about you? You guys licking your wounds up there in the great Northeast?
Yeah, we're licking our wounds. People... they don't know any better, and you know they'll. As time goes on, they'll see where their vote got them. But I don't think it's going anywhere good.
Yeah, you know I have to agree with you. I as much as I hate to say that, I do agree with you up there. You're in a great area. I love Boston. It's a great city. But I think right out of the gate, you made a very good point that they don't know what they did.
No, they don't. People. Well, a big problem was. Here's the problem with why the state voted for Obama instead of Romney. Romney was our governor for a while, and my vote went to him, but he angered a lot of people in the state when he was here, and people just, they remembered that, and they didn't care about the Second Amendment. They just, a lot of votes for Obama in the state were votes against Romney. They didn't like Romney. When you're governor of a state and you don't carry your own state, there were some issues.
Yeah, I'll tell you what issue I have with. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
Quite frankly. Yeah. I don't care if it's a blue state. He was the governor of the state, which means he was elected by a majority in the state, and he can't carry the state in a general election, in the presidential election. I have issues with that. Was the Second Amendment up there? Tell me and educate me. Did it have anything to do with this e-voter in this election, or were people voting a bigger issue, do you think?
No, people were voting bigger issues. Personally, I tried to educate people, but they didn't care about the Second Amendment. Here, their attitude is, oh, they're not going to take your guns away. And I say, look at over in England. They took their guns away. If they did it there, they can do it here.
Well, we all know that we have a president that wants to take guns away. He's not a big fan of the Second Amendment. And listen, here's the thing. Rick, they got it. They won. Good for them. They own it now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing changed from that Tuesday
to that following to the next Wednesday. We're right back where we started.
Yep.
As a result, I think let's segue into your question. You had a question, Rick, about what, reciprocity, national reciprocity?
Yes. Well, I was wondering, if Romney got elected, I was pretty sure that they would try to get this to the reciprocity bill. They would try to get to the Senate floor for a vote. But now that Obama got reelected, even if they do bring it to the Senate floor and it passes, he'll probably just veto it. So my question is the reciprocity bill dead, or do you think they're still going to try to somehow get it passed?
No, I think they'll still try to get it passed, whether it's symbolic or not. I don't think it will ever die. H.R. 822,
yes,
or the Thune Amendment, either one, whichever one you want to look at. Let's explain to listeners what national reciprocity is. There was a big debate about that fairly recently, just over the past year. H.R. 822 would allow, much like a driver's license or a wedding certificate or your wedding license, would require one state and another. If I travel from any other state in the nation, say I have a Georgia permit, and I'm traveling, this is where they hated it, to New Jersey. If New Jersey has a permit system, New Jersey under federal law would be required to recognize my permit from Georgia.
Absolutely.
Now, here's where the problem lie in their mind. What they failed is, well, it's a states' rights issue, they said. Oh, it should be, no, we don't want to go that way. We don't want the feds. The feds had nothing to do with it. They were simply saying one state had to recognize the next. It wasn't
exactly
a federal hand on top of this dictating that. I still had to abide by New Jersey law.
Absolutely.
Now, is it a good thing? Absolutely, it's a good thing. Would I like to see it pass? No question I would like to see it pass. I'd lobby for it all day long. However, your question goes to, with Obama getting reelected, where do we stand with that right now? We still hold, if you heard Alan Gottlieb on the program last week, we still hold a solid pro-gun majority in the Senate. We still hold, even with 12 or 13 seats lost in the House, we still hold a solid pro-gun majority in the House of Representatives. Will it pass? Is it going to be on the agenda? I'm not so sure there's an appetite for it right now, much in the same way that there isn't an appetite, I believe, for Senator Feinstein's gun control bills, assault weapons bans at this point in time. What scares me more than anything else, Rick, to answer your question, is executive order.
Yeah, he's got a lot of power under that, but how far can he go with it?
I don't know. We're going to find out. They own it. He's reelected. You saw him use executive orders during the last term. I don't know the answer to that question.
And you know what scares me even more is his Supreme Court picks.
Well, it should scare you. It should scare everybody. And I opened up the program last week with a majority, 52% of you roughly, voted against freedom. You voted against. 52 of your neighbors, friends, and family voted against your firearms freedoms. And I stand by that statement. They did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether they were voting firearms issues or not, Rick, they voted against your firearms issues with a vote for Obama. It remains to be seen. Right now, I don't know. If I said anything else, I'd be speculating at this point in time. I just don't know. But they own it. Let's watch and see what happens. I'm not sure. I don't think national reciprocity is dead. I know the National Rifle Association will continue to push for it. There are two bills out there. Let's just wait and see what happens. I think our best bet is to get it passed and added as an amendment, much like the credit card legislation that allowed concealed carry in the national parks that he signed because he needed the credit card bill to pass.
That's right. That's right. And you know something? We all, even though we won, we all got to stick together. Nobody can give up. Just like you were just saying, the people in Chicago can't give up. None of us can give up. We all gotta stay in this fight together and make sure people don't trample on our rights and try to take our God-given rights. And that's what we have to do. And God bless everybody out there that supports the Second Amendment, especially people like you and the NRA and other organizations. And thank
you. We're not going anywhere. Rick, thank you very much for the call. Great call. We appreciate it. Keep up the fight up in Massachusetts. You've got a long road to hoe up there, and we appreciate you putting your neck out there as well. Sean, that was a good call.
Yeah.
Boy, I got to tell you, here's a guy from Massachusetts calling in. Romney's home state, he couldn't carry it. At some point in time, I'm going to have a discussion with David Codrey about whether or not Mitt Romney was the right candidate for the job. The answer to that question is absolutely not. No. I think based on the pool, look, if you look at the ingredients that were in the bowl, he was the best one we had.
Yeah, I think he was mismanaged. But I think if our message was getting out to all of the people instead of some of the people, I think our message is good. I think we're just not getting it to where it needs to go.
Mitt Romney had a perfect opportunity in the second debate to address the Second Amendment issue. He failed. He failed miserably.
True.
He didn't have gun owners' fire in the belly. Part of that was the 3 million reduction in votes that McCain had. That's pretty sad. When we come back, we'll talk about the combat-focused shooting class and our experiences next on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
These days, are you tempted to visit the same old mattress store in search of the same old bed not designed for your body just because it's on sale? Well, now you can discover a mattress that adjusts every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed. It's the Sleep Number bed. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store where right now it's their biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number bed has improved my sleep. I sleep much better with that firm setting. My number is about 95 or 100. Mrs. Bennett's number is, well, you know I won't tell you. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firm. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Right now, hurry in for the final days of their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. And save an incredible 40% on the innovative Silver Edition bed set, but only while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again is 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed to the Armed American Radio Network. From the toasty beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and all parts in between, including parts unknown. Haven't said that in a while, have we?
It's been a while.
Mark, I just found out via YouTube that there's a petition on petitions.whitehouse.gov started called Do Not Reinstate the Federal Assault Weapons Ban of 1994. So far, there are over 7,700 signatures, in which I'm one of them. Spread the word on AAR and let's get this thing going. Thanks, Keith in Benton, Kentucky. Keith, thank you for pointing that out. You know, I'm on that website. And before we get to our guests, I want to give you a couple of clue you in on some of these petitions. Uninstall Obama, meaning remove Barack Hussein Obama, his appointed and government leaders and failed policies from America. There's 674 signatures on that petition. Shut down White House petitions, since they never get a sincere response. Few read them, and they are ultimately worthless. There are 268
wow.
signatures. Create and approve the Michael Joseph Jackson National Holiday, 233 signatures. Now, I want to tell you, of all the petitions on this front page, the one with the most signatures on it, second most signatures, is this one. Force the state of Illinois to allow concealed carry, as it is the only state that denies our Second Amendment rights. 2,151 signatures. On the first page, do you know which petition has the most signatures? Nationalize the Twinkie industry.
What?
3,135 signatures.
Hold on. What? Say that again.
Nationalize the Twinkie industry. Nationalize the Twinkie industry. You know, the Twinkies hostess is out of business because the unions decided to play hardball. Yeah, we're not going to take another cut in pay.
Well,
no way. We'll show you. Fine. Close the doors, lock them up, you're out of a job.
I was going to say, they're taking a cut, ain't they?
They're taking a cut, all right. I'll tell you about that later, because I worked in the trucking industry, and I worked for a Teamsters company, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. I attended those. I had a lot of grievances filed against me.
I'll show you.
Imagine that. That's fodder for another hour. Maybe we'll discuss that in the roundtable. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I attended the Rob Pincus ICE Combat Focus shooting class in St. Augustine, Florida, this past week, just a few days ago. Phenomenal training. On the air with me right now, two instructors, ICE certified by Rob Pincus and his company instructors, Joe and Bob Escori. Joe and Bob, welcome to the show. I did pronounce your last name right, correct?
Absolutely. Even with your accent, you got it right.
Even with my I love it. I'll just change my accent, be a little bit better like this. How you doing, Bob?
Pretty good.
Okay. With us, guys, what a great class that was, and I appreciate all of your help. We'll dive into that here in the next two segments. Joining me, Tom. Tom, welcome to the show. I don't want to use your last name. How are you today?
Good, Mark. How are you?
Great. I'm doing wonderful. And thank you for joining us on the show today. I want to have some great in-depth conversation with you. We have Scott Curry down in the West Palm Beach area. Boy, Scott, how are you?
Good, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. And I wish you were in the studio with me like you were down when we did the show down at our great affiliate, WGUL. Talk 860 in Tampa, but the phone sounds just as good. I hope everything's well for you down there in that very blue corner.
Very blue corner.
It is blue, too, man. It's starting to turn purple, I think.
That's ocean blue right there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's something else. And we also have from Mobile, L.A. I like to say L.A. Mobile, Alabama. L.A. meaning lower Alabama. Harry Studdard. Harry, how you doing?
Doing fine, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you all for joining me for the class. We're gonna treat this much like the roundtable, Sean, okay?
Yes.
So help me, everybody gather a chair and pull up. I want to talk a little bit about the combat focus shooting class, and I'll let the two instructors, Bob and Joe, go first and describe the 2 days of training and what it entails. Guys, take it away. You guys take your pick. You're in the same room together.
All right. I think the most obvious thing about the class itself, before we go into the details of the class, were actually the attendees. These were attendees who were on a search. They were on a journey, and their search and their journey, quite frankly, was for the ability to increase their skills to survive a dynamic critical incident, also called a combat ambush. They didn't care what their references were. They didn't care what their experiences were. They ran the gamut, but they were on that search. And when they came to us, we had four instructors there. It was an unbelievable uplifting for us, realizing these people wanted to know more information, improve where they were. They wanted to be taken on a journey. They knew that they may not have all the same skills, but they didn't care. They were going for the goal. I mean, Scott was there, Harry was there, Tom was there. bunch of other folks, but they were there on a search. And we as instructors embrace that because even though we may be instructors, we're also students.
Right, you're always a student. Very well put. Let me move over to Joe. Joe Lynn, how are you?
I'm great. Fine. Thank you.
Okay to call you Joe, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, okay. Sir.
You were there when I needed some Advil. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I appreciate that.
Everyone that was there put forth their greatest effort. And what I'm always impressed with is that the egos and the feelings are checked at the door.
Right.
So that everyone just gets down to business. And if you're told you're not quite doing it quite right, we show you a better way to do it and guide you through this whole program. And I think that that's really good. We all work together when we have students and instructors there. It's always for a great experience.
Joe, let me ask you this. If you would, please tell listeners nationwide what the class entails. Right out of the gate, what did you start with, and what was your expectation from us as students from the beginning of the class? What did you expect to accomplish? Tell us what you run through in the combat focus shooting class.
Okay. I think that we don't really know what to expect, but most people, if they're coming to that class, pretty much have been through other training, and they're knowledgeable about their gun and the ones that they, you know, they're shooting that day. We start off with some very basic shooting skills, the balance of speed and precision, where we explain why we're doing these drills this way. And then we progress, layer on, if you will, much like unpeeling an onion, putting it back together again, we layer different skills inside that whole program and teach them how to be better shooters and to participate in self-defense.
And it works. It works. Guys, hold that thought for a second. Scott, let me move over to you on the other side of the table. You clearly have more extensive firearms training than some of the other folks in class. What did you take away from the class as someone who has years of shooting experience, but your first combat-focused shooting course?
What an outstanding learning experience to take. You know, and like you said, I've had several courses in the past, but this is the first one where they explain what they're doing, but they want to make sure that you clearly understand why. And then they take those skills, as Joe and Bob were saying, taking those fundamental skills and building on them to build your speed and precision and finding how amazing it is how fast and accurately you can shoot a gun.
And I tell you, it works. I'm telling you from personal experience.
Absolutely.
Like you, I've had different training from different instructors at various levels over the years, and I came into this one having to, Joe and Bob, kind of relearn some things from a fundamental standpoint because you're teaching an intuitive method of shooting, right?
That's correct.
Can you explain what that is versus, and I won't take your thunder, what is it, the intuitive method? Explain that if you would.
Well, honestly, it's about being able to train someone to utilize their firearms in the way the body's designed to respond. And that's the biggest challenge that most people don't connect with. The issue is that here's a gun, I pull the trigger, I fell out, it goes bang, bang. Okay, but the bang, bang process from a self-defense standpoint comes back to being able to say, okay, if I'm in a ambush situation, how do I respond? Psychologically, physiologically, and how do I take the psychology and physiology of that natural response, which is really intuitive, and incorporated with a handgun.
In a real-life incident, the ability to defend yourself, not just shooting at paper targets, but actually learning the body's responses and how to shoot in those physical conditions, correct?
That Rob has developed is called a skill development cycle.
Exactly. When we come back, I want to move over to Tom and I want to move over to Harry and get their opinions in the next segment here on the Armed American Radio Network. We're talking combat-focused shooting and why you need to attend. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be right back.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 1022 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 1022. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 1022 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 1022 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, you hear that. If you don't buy a Crossbreed holster, something's wrong with you. That's a powerful rejoiner. That's really good. We'll be talking a little bit about some Crossbreed products also. America, if you want to chime in on what you're hearing on the Armed American Radio Network today, feel free to email me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armed, don't forget the D, armed, American, don't forget the N. It's armedamericanradio.org, and I'll read your thoughts on the air. Welcome back to the program. We're going to go around the table again. We're talking to some of the people who experienced the combat focus shooting class with me this week. And Joe, I want to let you know, you're one of Rob's instructors, correct?
Yes, I am.
He's listening right now. He's going to come on the show in the next hour and give us his critique of what he heard. And he just sent me a photograph of you and I, you working with me on the range.
Ah.
And I had a lot of fun with you. We'll get to that in just a second. Let me move over to Tom here. Tom, welcome to the program. How are you, my friend?
Good, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Your level of experience coming into the combat focus shooting class was what?
Relative novice. I had taken one basic handgun course probably about 12 years ago. Really hadn't been shooting since, other than a couple of excursions deer hunting. But my pistol experience was, again, basically just a basic course some years ago, and then really not almost none up until the course.
Your thoughts on the course as it progressed from literally from hour one through the second day and the closeout of the class?
Humbling and exhilarating at the same time.
Humbling, why?
Because as a novice, you picture yourself doing certain things or performing at a certain level because you think you know it, and in the heat of pressure, which they purposely put on you, and for all the right reasons, doing things quickly and everything, you realize that you have a lot to learn. And the first morning of the first day, I was feeling pretty klutzy, and kudos to the instructors. They were very firm but patient and encouraging at the same time. And after a while, it started to gel. And I realized that this is going to be a journey to get to the level of competence, much less proficiency, that I seek, but also that it's like the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, that I can do this. With that kind of training, you realize that nobody's a natural, or very few people are naturals, but with the training and with the practice that they offer, you can master it with time. And that builds a level of confidence, because I originally took the course mainly because I had recently procured my Florida concealed carry permit.
Right.
And realized that should I ever be in such a situation, it's not deer hunting. You're in a stress situation if you have to defend yourself or your loved ones. And I wanted to, A, be capable of defending us if need be, but also did not want to hurt any bystanders.
Wow, look at that.
With a concealed carry permit, there's a level of responsibility that comes with that.
You just took my thunder, but that's okay. I'm glad you did, because this is what we preach on Armed American Radio every single week, Tom. Sean, did you hear that? Wow, look at this. A responsible armed citizen.
Yes.
Lo and behold. Wow, can you believe that?
You don't
hear about that in the news, do you?
Nope, that's music to my ears.
It is. Let's go over music to our ears from L.A., Lower Alabama. Harry Studdard, your level experience as a student coming into the class. You're a very good shooter. It was fun to watch you work. Tell us a little bit about what you experienced.
I thought it was very, very well organized, Mark. And because of that, it ended up being extremely efficient and very effective. They were able to take us, start us where they wanted us, and then I think everyone there was able to progress significantly by the end of the first day. I felt good being there, surrounded by others who were eager to learn, and a lot of people who felt responsible, as you just mentioned, as gun owners.
You come from Alabama. It's said that 50% of the population of Alabama holds an Alabama permit. It's interesting to note that Alabama is one of 7 may-issue states. It's not even a shall-issue state.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes. Wow. To the best of my knowledge, I think you're absolutely right.
Wow. Isn't that something, Sean?
That is, man, that's incredible.
50% of Alabama residents hold an Alabama permit.
Wow.
And, Harry, I got to tell you, it was a lot of fun watching you work. You know, we were on the line together, stood next to each other a number of times, and some of the drills are very intense. Let's go over to the instructors again. Bob and Joe, welcome back.
All right.
I want you guys to pick me apart, okay? The figure eight drill. You see that, Sean? Let's do that, and I'm going to set myself out as an example. Now, as I, you know, I had the opportunity to sit and talk with Rob, later that night. I've done the figure eight drill before, but only with 4 other targets, guys. Never with 14 and 4 options per target. Now, explain the figure eight drill and what it is you're trying to get students to learn and understand from that drill. We've got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
Remember
drill was done. It was after several hours of going through some individual skills that were layered back up together to become more complex skills, but those skills were all delivered in isolation. The figure eight drill is a simulation drill that's designed to put everything together, not standing at a countertop shooting in one direction, but making the individual walk in a figure eight pattern, which would give us a 360-degree movement pattern where the targets are to our right, to our left, or maybe behind us, and we have to appropriately recognize the threat, turn to the threat, engage the threat, eliminate the threat, and get ready for the next round of the simulation drill.
What's fascinating about the way that was lined up, throughout the day, you apply the fundamentals that you taught. They all are supposed to come together in this drill. There's a tremendous amount of pressure on you because you're being watched by the group as you progress through the drill individually. Let me go to the students. Scott Curry, your thoughts on that drill. It was quite intense.
Very intense, and it really opens your eyes as to the 360 environment where the threat could be anywhere in that arc. You've got to find it and make effective hits.
And to those of you who are listening that want to participate in the class and say, I've done the figure eight before as I have, no, you haven't quite done it with Rob, because I know what we're doing. You know, the instructors know. These guys aren't rookies. We're out there trying to card count, if we will. We're looking at the target, we're looking at the options, and we're trying to memorize them to make it easy for us when we get out there. However, Rob walks around with different color spray paint cans and giving us different options for each individual person, doesn't he? He made it a little bit more intense. Tom, your thoughts as a new shooter, as a novice coming into that very intense drill?
Two thoughts. One, I, as you said, it's very intimidating with everybody watching you and you're under pressure, but that's a good exercise in and of itself, because inevitably if you're in a real self-defense situation, you're going to be under pressure. And so for me, it was a good learning experience to realize that you're not as cool-headed as you think you're going to be.
That's right.
And in that regard, it was a good exercise. And as you mentioned, Rob is very good at shifting gears on you. The other part of it...
He's also good at throwing golf balls at you if you're not paying attention. Guys, I hate to do this. We've only got a minute and 30 seconds left. Harry stuttered in 10 seconds, quickly. Positive drill, you took a lot away from it, yes or no?
Absolutely. Critical and dynamic. All
excellent. At once. Excellent description. Joe, Bob, Chris... Or Scott Curry to Chris. I apologize. I'm looking at another screen. Tom and Harry, thank you all very much for joining me here on the Armed American Radio Network. Make sure you're tuned in yourselves. Later in the next hour, Rob will be on to give his assessment as well, and I'm sure he'll throw a few golf balls at me. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Coast to coast, I'm Mark Walters. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught without his club. Stick around. Next hour, going to be really good. Talk to you in a few minutes. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell the sweet by the clamor now, baby. Over the river and through the woods to Walmart. We go, the horse knows the way to carry. All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Check out Lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling. Wherever the pumpkin pie. Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad or an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.